感謝主，我哋又嚟到佢嘅面前。
We thank the Lord that we can come before His presence again。
我哋今朝早仍然同弟兄姊妹交通一個嘅題目。
This morning we are willing to share with brethren one topic。
神嘅仆人摩西。
Servant of God Moses。
但我卻專願意喺佢嘅中心。
Specifically, I'd like to share about Moses being faithful as a servant.
我記得我交通摩西呢一個嘅題目，已經係有一年多嘅。
I recall I've been sharing about this servant of God Moses for the whole year.
但係今朝早主仍然約俾我有呢個負擔同弟兄姊妹交通摩西
And the Lord still continues to give me this burden.
我哋先打開我哋嘅聖經，我哋讀幾處嘅聖經嚇，《民數記》第十二章。
Let's come to a few places of scriptures. The first portion is in Deuteronomy chapter 12.
《民數記》第十二章，我哋上一次已經讀過㗎啦，或者已經係讀過好幾次。
We have read previously a few times.
但是我们今次会还你继续要再读民数记十二章第三节
Again we'll read come to Deuteronomy chapter 12 verse 3 Numbers chapter 12 verse 3
民数记第十二章第三节说摩西为人极其谦和胜过世上的众人
Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth.
然后第七节
Verse 7
我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我全家尽忠的。
Not so with my servant Moses, he is faithful in all my house.
出埃及记第七章
Exodus chapter 7
第六节
Verse 6
摩西亚伦这样行耶和华怎样吩咐他们他们就照样行了
Then Moses and Aaron did so just as the Lord commanded them so they did
耶和华怎样吩咐他们他们就照样行了
Just as the Lord commanded them so they did
好我估我仲有幾節嘅聖經嘅，不過而家我哋為咗時間嘅緣故，我哋先係睇呢一景節。
There are a few other places of scriptures, but we'll first focus on these ones.
請我哋先低頭祈禱。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我哋都嚟到你嘅面前。
Lord, we do all come before you.
我但願主你安靜我哋裏邊嘅靈。
Lord.Ask that you quiet our spirit within.
又開我哋嘅眼睛。
And open our inner eyes.
主啊，因為我哋嚟到主嘅面前，主啊，我哋要將我哋嘅鞋咧嚟脱下嚟。
Because when we come before your face, we like to take off our shoes.
又因為喺你嘅面前，呢個係聖地。
Because before you, this is holy ground.
但願你紀念呢一段嘅時間。
May you remember this falling time.
又求主自己嘅靈喺我哋中間。自由運行。
I said your spirit operate freely among us.
向我哋說話。
To speak to us.
叫我哋裏邊明白。
So that within we shall see you.
讓我哋呢個人又能夠有改變。
So that our being can be transformed.
因著你自己，主啊，我哋有新嘅看見。
Through you we shall have enlightenment.
奉主耶穌基督嘅名祈禱。
In Jesus' name we pray.
好，我哋今朝早系仍然系要交通摩西嘅故事。
We continue about the speak about the story of Moses。
点解交通摩西嘅故事咧，又话系神嘅仆人咧
？Why story of Moses, the servant of God？
就因为圣经系咁样讲嘅。
Because this is how it is described in the
圣经话摩西为我嘅仆人。
He said Moses as my servant。
咁所以我哋交通呢一个题目。
And therefore we share such topic.
同时呢又藉着我哋交通摩西佢嘅一生嘅经历同埋故事呢。
At the meantime, throughout his life and his stories.
俾我哋喺呢度坐喺呢度嘅同埋企喺呢度嘅人都被提醒。
So that those who are sitting down and standing up, we all can be reminded.
第一，我哋系服侍神嘅人。
First, we are those that serve God.
我哋第二就系我哋点样样去服侍。
Second, how we should carry out such service.
好似摩西咁样样，佢系喺我哋中间成为一个榜样。
As Moses, as we can see him as an example.
摩西点样样被称为系神嘅仆人，佢点样服侍？亦都將呢一個嘅態度同埋呢一件事情擺喺我哋嘅身上邊。
How Moses was called a servant of God. In the same way, such attitude, how we shall also carry as a servant of God.
一方面將我哋認對服侍神嘅呢件事情有所認識。
So we may understand this matter of service of God.
同時咧，亦都將我哋做人嘅態度，將我哋嘅心思喺度調整改變。
And how we can align our own attitude and our thoughts to be in line with God's thought.
調整到咧合神嘅心意為止。
To the point whether it's pleasing to the purpose of God.
係神今日要嘅，我哋講咗好多好多次，神今日要嘅唔係我哋能够做到啲乜嘢。
What God is after today, again I emphasize, is not what we can carry out and do.
神要嘅系要一个忠心嘅仆人。
But he is looking for a faithful servant.
所以咧喺圣经嘅里边，你无论读摩西嘅故事啊，睇亚伯拉罕嘅故事啊，雅各啊。
When you read about Moses, Abraham, or Jacob.
或者是新約的保羅、彼得、約翰這樣。
Or Paul, Peter, and John in the New Testament.
神描述他或者講述他的時候，個重點不是講到這些人他做了什麼的工作，他有多成功。
When God describes such people, he would not emphasize on what they did and how successful.
或者說他們做的服侍嘅工作嘅里边，佢个成绩有几好或者唔好
？Their record, how good of a record they have？
而系神要好睇重嘅系呢个人，佢呢个人喺神嘅面前嘅学习系乜嘢
？God highly valued of the learning, how much they learn before God themselves。
摩西嘅生平咧，我哋读咗咁耐，我知道。佢有個成功，亦都有個失敗。
When we read of the lives of Moses, there were ups and downs. How successful he was, and how about his failures?
啊，點解當佢失敗嘅時候，神仍然嘅用佢呢
？Why is it so that during his failures, God still continue to use him？
因為我哋嘅神唔係嗰個成敗論英雄嘅嗰個神。
Because God is impartial. He does not look at our how good we are or how much we fail.
神是要藉著很多的服侍和工作來造就這個人。
God wants to use mold such a person through services and training.
神要他的兒女每一個都要像主一樣。
For each of his child, he desires us to be like him.
因此他就藉著很多的外面的事情，或者在你周圍的，來到無造你，到了一個地步，無造到好像主耶穌一樣。
Through situations, circumstances we encounter, he comes and mold us to be like him.
主怎樣樣服侍神，我們今天就要怎樣服侍神。
How the Lord serve God.And in the same way, we also do so.
神在摩西的身上是做这样的工。
And God did such work through the life of Moses.
今天神也要在你我的身上同样的作，为着要叫我们成为一个真正的服侍神的人。
In the same way, God will do the same to us today so that we may be such true servants of God.
但所以在摩西的一生裡面,
so throughout the life of Moses, many events happened.
但是到最後神, 稱他自己的仆人, 摩西,
but at the end, God himself called Moses as such.
他是一個極其謙卑的人。
He was a person that were very humble.
同時呢, 他亦是一個盡忠的人,
and Moses is also faithful in all my house.
所以弟兄姊妹, 這個是我們, 要學習的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we ought to learn.
有時在我們的一生裡面,
in our whole life,
我們用什麼態度活在神的面前, 以致到神有一天會稱我們是忠心和謙卑的呢?
How, with what attitude that we should live before Him, that He may call us to be humble and faithful.
其實就是說, 弟兄姊妹, 我們要有一個謙卑的靈, 要有一個忠心的態度活在神的面前。
In fact, we ought to have a humble spirit and an attitude and being faithful before God.
上一個星期已經跟弟兄姊妹交通過關於謙卑的服事。
Last month, we shared about this topic of being humble.
今早早願意跟弟兄姊妹交通這個誠言盡忠。
This morning, I'd like to share about this topic being faithful as a servant.
咁呢就我會用四方面同弟兄姊妹交通。
Four different aspects.
第一係極其謙和。
One, very humble.
第二係忠心。 乜嘢意思?
Meaning of being faithful.
然後希伯來書講到話摩西喺神嘅全家盡誠言盡忠。
In Hebrews it mentioned that Moses is faithful as a servant in all his house.
並且在神嘅家中誠言盡忠。
And also faithful in all his house as a servant.
我就用呢四點同弟兄姊妹交通。
From these four angles, I would share.
極其嘅謙和。
Very humble.
剛才我哋喺 民數記十二章第三節嗰度已經交通，已經讀過了。
We have already shared and read Numbers chapter 12 verse 3.
摩西為人極其謙和。
Now the man Moses was very humble.
勝過世上嘅眾人。
More than any man who was on the face of the earth.
神話佢呢個為人啊，當我哋睇見摩西或者遇見摩西嘅時候，佢俾人嘅感覺，佢就係話極其謙和。
This person, when we encounter this person Moses, from our how we perceive him, he's very humble.
好多嘅時候咧，我哋因為年輕
，many times when you were young，
我哋就話，因為年輕見得人少，所以咧好多時候我見到一個人嘅時候，我哋唔知道佢係一個點樣樣嘅人。
When we are inexperienced, we encounter some people, we don't know how they are.
但係當你年紀越長嘅時候呢？
But when you're a little bit older,
見人見得多啦。
When you have more experience,
你就會有一個咁樣嘅本能啦。
And you develop ability to perceive.
你遇見某一個人嘅時候，
we see such a so and so.
你就有個感覺㗎啦，知道佢係一個點樣樣嘅人。
You can read of that person, you know what kind of person he is.
有啲人見到佢雖然咧好個樣好惡死，
some you may see that his face very stern.
但係咧，你睇你知道佢個背後啊，佢個面容嘅背後。
But you can see his heart is very kind and caring.
係啊，咁啊有好多人，好多弟兄們都作見證啊。佢話咧，第一次我見到阿 William Lee嘅時候咧，好驚㗎。Hey
brother, and they testify. First time I saw William Lee, I was fearful.
哇，因為佢個樣好鬼惡㗎。Because
he looked very stern. His countenance.
咁後來咧，佢哋同我相處一段時間。
But after get to know me.
咁佢哋又唔係咁講喎。
Then they wouldn't think so.
點講咧？
What would they say?
我唔講俾你聽。
I won't tell you.
摩西佢嘅為人極其謙和。
Moses was very humble.
但弟兄姊妹，當我哋讀聖經嘅時候。
But when you read the scriptures.
摩西佢 係咪從小就係咁謙和呢？
Since when was it from his youth that Moses was very humble?
唔係嘅。
No, not so.
你知道摩西從小都唔係就唔從小嘅時候佢唔係一個謙卑嘅。
From his youth, he was not humble.
但係經過咗神40年喺曠野生活嗰個操練呢， But, 就將摩西從一個唔謙和嘅人成為一個極其謙和嘅人。
But through the training of 40 years in the wilderness experience, God transformed, trained Moses to be such a humble person.
神將佢隱藏落嚟。
God had hidden Moses.
使到一個本來係滿有干勁、滿有才干、能力又有自信心，甚至好驕傲嘅一個少年人。
Cause such a young person, who was previously confident and have zeal, zealous and strive.
Yeah. 變成咗一個唔敢輕舉妄對，又願意接受神嘅管教，甚至係甘心聽命、謙卑束腰嘅老年人。
And now he was trained to be such a person, not presumptuous and willing to be trained and willing to gird up himself and wait before God.
神用咗40年。
Through 40 years, God used.
甚至乎80年。
Even 80 years.
来到将摩西操练成为咗一个本来唔谦和，但系却系非常谦和嘅人。
To have Moses go through his training, transform him from being a proud person to being humble.
外体虽然佢系会毁坏
，Outwardly he would decay，
因为已经八十岁啦嘛。
Because he's 80 years old，
但系佢里边个灵魂系好非常嘅。非常的激情情冇一啲嘅殘缺。
But within his spirit, he was perfected.
摩西喺神嘅面前，当佢八十岁嘅时候，神呼召佢出嚟，要佢服侍神。
God had called Moses out when he was 80 years old.
要将以色列人从埃及为奴嘅地方带出嚟，带到去神指定嘅地方。
To deliver the Israelites.Who were being slaves to come out to serve God.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是他的一生的工作。
This was his commission for his life.
这个就是摩西。
This was Moses.
但是除了有领导能力之外，摩神还要一个摩西是一个谦卑的人。
Aside from leadership, God decides him to be humble.
摩西在哪一个事情上面显出他是谦卑呢？
On what matters that shown,
哪件事情
was Moses shown to be humble?
在什么环境的底下我们看到摩西是一个谦和的人。
Under what circumstances that we can see Moses was humble?
上一次我们跟弟兄姊妹讲了民数记第12章那里提到，当他的家姐米利暗来到，因为妒忌的缘故来到毁谤他 的时候。
Last time we came to chapter 12 when Miriam came to falsely accuse Moses out of jealousy.
他的姐姐米利暗就是那个呢，你记得近时摩西细个他妈妈将他放在一个篮里面漂流在这个尼罗河的。又是在后面看住他的那个他的新家姐。
Remember Miriam, the older sister, when Moses was a baby in the ark flowing, and the sister Miriam, it was her that watched the ark float.
这个他自己的家姐因为妒忌的缘故他来挑衅神的权柄。
His older sister, out of jealousy, he came and stir up, to challenge, provoke, the authority of God.
哇，神点解净系同阿摩西你讲说话，而唔同我哋讲说话
？How come God you only speak to Moses and not to us？
喺地位上面，我系家姐，点解同个细佬讲咧
？I'm the older sister. Why you talk to my younger brother？
我哋嘅地位去咗边度啊
？Where's my position？
摩西喺咁样嘅情况嘅底下
，Under such circumstance，
人虽然系咧，仲用属地嘅呢个嘅关系嘅嗰个情感上边嚟到讲呢啲嘅说话。
Man, say these things out of the flesh.
但系摩西却站在一个作服侍神嘅人嘅地位嘅上边嚟到将呢件事交俾神。
But Moses stood on the ground of being a servant of God to commit this matter back to God.
米利暗呢啲咁样嘅毁谤嘅说话，连神听到咧都唔高兴。
Through these evil words of Miriam, when God heard it, he was displeased.
啊，何况系摩西吓？但系圣经冇话俾我哋听，摩西喺嗰度，哎呀，咁样啊，嬲起上嚟啦。
Let alone Moses heard these words, but we did not see Moses being angry here.
反为咧，神因为米利暗咁讲说话，就好唔高兴，要处罚呢个米利暗。
But God was in anger after he heard such words from Miriam.
结果米利暗就生起大麻风上嚟。
And God caused her to become leprous.
喺嗰个时候，摩西冇喺度学我哋咁样咧，抵死啦！啊、告我状咁。
And Moses did not take advantage and say you deserve this。
啊，我哋就会噶啦，咁你去阿妈面前告我。
啊、you come and give me a bad report behind my back。
冇咁。
No, we don't see any of that。
摩西却系俯伏喺神嘅面前。
Moses prostrate submitted himself before God。
为米利暗嚟祷告。
To pray intercede for his older sister Miriam.
有位小朋友曾经来到我面前跟我讲话。
Some young kid came to me before.
他说我要告诉你我现在呢我 unfriend 我哥哥。
And said to me, I want to unfriend my older brother.
为什么啊?
Why? And then I asked why.
他说呢他在我妈面前告我状。
Oh, because he said, yeah.
讲我坏话。
Before my mother, give me a bad report.
咁當然我哋一照視之啦嚇。
Then of course we heard it, took it in。
但係我相信，我覺得其實最難忍受嘅好多嘅事情，唔係咧因為老闆鬧咗我，或者係我個老師批評我。
But I felt that the hardest part to endure oftentimes are not like when you're scolded by your boss and got complaint from someone.
或者是朋友之间一些口角误会
or quarrels between friends
而是称为那些你自己家人的那些叫做骨肉之亲的在那里不谅解自己误会自己
but things that are misunderstood and things that happen among siblings and family members
米利暗因为学习不够深
Miriam, her learning was not as great
以至到看不透神嘅工作
，so she did not see the ways of God, the works of God。
因此佢出现毁谤细佬。
Therefore, she would falsely accuse her brother。
但系摩西唔系冇学习嘅。
But Moses was not a person without learning。
啊，佢冇 unfriend 到佢姐姐。
She did not unfriend her sister。
啊，反为因着佢咁样样嘅喺神嘅面前顶撞，佢却嚟到神嘅面前哀求。
But on the other hand, through all these negativities, Moses came and intercede for her.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他里面有一个谦卑的灵。
Because from within, he has such a humble spirit.
他没看到说,是,你是我家姐,不过。
He did not say, yes, you're my older sister, but.
我是神的仆人。
But I'm the servant of God.
我应该地位高过你。
My position is higher than you.
没这样。
No, we don't see that.
佢反為向神嚟禱告求神。
But on contrary,
因為佢裏面有一個謙卑嘅靈。
Due to a humble spirit.
因呢個謙卑嘅靈正係神今日要睇重嘅。
And that humble spirit is what God is looking for today.
我因此我一直嘅都講話，神唔係睇我哋做到啲乜嘢出嚟。
Therefore, I will share that God is not looking at our works.
神係睇你裏面有乜嘢。
But he's looking at our inside.
摩西有個謙卑嘅靈。
With such, Moses had a humble spirit.
係當佢經歷過呢一啲嘅操練之後，經過幾十年嘅操練之後而有嘅。
When he went through decades of training, he possessed.
即係講出一件咩事情
？What does it speak to us？
講到佢嘅生命嘅成熟度。
through speaking of his maturity of life.
所以當人係喺度驕傲啊，當人喺度自以為是嘅時候
，When men are presumptuous and they are proudful，
啊，你睇見呢個人嘅生命唔夠成熟。
We see is immature life。
弟兄姊妹，你千祈要記得，謙卑並唔係軟弱。
Brethren, please remember, being humble is not a sign of weakness。
謙卑係嚟自一個剛強。仁愛的心
humble comes from spirit of strength
剛強仁愛
and spirit of love
而生命的成熟是從這個這樣的學習裡面出來的
and this learning is a starting point of a mature life
摩西是一個謙和的人
Moses was very humble.
咁我哋再讲啊，摩西系一个忠心嘅人。
Moses was also faithful.
忠心系咩意思呢
？What does that mean？
头先我哋读民数记嘅时候，神就承认摩西系一个忠心嘅仆人。
When we read the book of Numbers, we see that God professed Moses as being faithful.
希伯来书三章第五节亦都讲到话。摩西为仆人在神的全家诚然尽忠
In Hebrews 3:5 Moses was faithful in all the household of God
你我都知道什么叫忠心
You and I know what faithful means
是吗我们都明白
Do we know
什么叫忠心
What does it mean by being faithful
有人举手
We all raise your hand
即大家都不知道
So we do not know
好那我解释给你
So I'll give you explanation
什么叫忠心
What does it mean by being faithful?
撒母耳記上二章三十五節
First Samuel 2:35
嗰度講到神同摩西藉著撒母耳講嘅呢一句嘅説話
This is the word that came from God through Samuel
佢話我要為自己立一個忠心嘅祭司
That I will establish for myself a faithful priest
咁呢個祭司點樣被稱為是一個忠心的祭司呢
What's the quality of being a faithful priest?
就是他必照我的心意而行
Who will do according to what is in my heart and in my soul?
換句話來說當他某一個人不要說哪一個當他照著神的心意而行的時候
If any person would do according to God's heart and God's will
在神的面前佢就係一個忠心嘅人。
That person shall be a faithful, shall be called faithful before God.
忠心嘅仆人唔單止喺行為上邊順從佢嘅主人。
A servant who is being faithful not only carries out obedience in all that he does，
更係願意放低你嘅己見啊。去配合神的心意
But also willing to let go of your own ways So in order to take up what God wants
忠心就是那些忠心的就是照着神的心意而行的那些人
Being faithful or being able to carry out God's heart
简单的来说就是神今天要你做什么你就跟住佢嘅心意嚟就做。
Simply speaking, if God wants you to do something, and you simply follow His heart to carry it out.
咁你话喂睇下环境，唔应该咁做嘅喎神。
Well, then you look around, what your circumstances? No, I ought not to do this.
或者你有你嘅主见，或者你有嘅睇法，好似唔系咁噃。
Well, you have your own ways and thoughts. Oh, I ought not to go this way.
但是那样东西是神叫你做的。
But this is what God wants you to do.
那你要跟什么呢
？So which way?
根据你的观察啊，还是根据他的话呢
？So which way would you follow? About what you observe or follow His way?
那些照着神的心意而行的人就叫做忠心。
The people that do according to His heart, they are called faithful.
咁嗰啲唔照住嘅，你就知道係咩係叫乜啦
Contrary, you will know what they are called。
我記得我哋喺馬太福音25章嗰度講過主講過一個比喻咧。
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, there was a parable.
那裡講到三個仆人，主人將好多個才幹俾過佢哋。
We're told by the Lord there were three servants, each were given different talents.
有一個比多啲，不過一個少啲。
Some had much, some had less.
但係無論多與少嘅才幹，
No matter how much were given to them.
當主人吩咐佢哋去， 做生意的时候,
when the master told them, commanded them to go do business, so they went out and carried out as were they were told from the master.
结果他们赚了一倍,
and they gained double.
回来跟主人说, 主人啊, 你给我的, 我又赚了,
master, what you've given me, I have earned my profits.
结果主人怎么样说呢?
And what did the master say?
他说, 你这个又忠心又良善的仆人。
Well done, good and faithful servant.
忠心又良善的仆人。
Good and faithful.
但是有一个呢?
But there was one.
主人亦都给了恩赐他。
Yes, talents were also given to him.
但是呢,
but he did not go according to what he was told.
就照着自己的方法来去处理那些恩赐。
According to his own ways, he dealt with it.
詳情我不講了，在馬太福音25章。
Chapter 25, book of, Gospel of Matthew, I will not go through the details.
弟兄姐妹回去自己看。
Brother and sister, please go back and read.
这个最后这个仆人觉得应该是，如果是醒目的，应该照我这样做。
This last servant say, hey, if you're street smart, go this way, go my way.
因为我知道主人想什么。
I know what the master's thinking.
我又知道环境给过我是什么。
I know the situations now. I know what to do.
结果他就做了他想着对的事情。
So he did what he thinks is right.
但是当主人回来的时候,
but when the master came back,
主人有没有叫他是忠心呢?
Did the master call him faithful?
主人说, 你这个又恶又懒的仆人啊,
you wicked and lazy servant.
其实他不懒的, 因为他都做了事嘛。
It wasn't lazy, he did
something, 但是在神的眼中,
but in the eyes of God,
他是一个又懒又恶的仆人。
Not only lazy, but wicked.
只有那些 照着神的心意而行的那些人，神就称他为忠心的仆人。
Only those who will do according to what in God's heart.
摩西是一个忠心的神的仆人。
He shall be called faithful like Moses.
他是诚言尽忠的。
Faithful in all his house.
因此在出埃及的这个第三点啊， 诚言尽忠。
Point number three.
在出埃及记那里亦都是这样讲了，耶和华怎样吩咐摩西、亚伦，以色列人就怎样行。
In Exodus says the sons of Israel went and did so, just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did.
中文就将以色列人就加在那里就。 给我们觉得，咦，不是摩西照样行，是以色列人照样行。
In the Chinese, translated as if the Israelites were the one that follow what God did.
但是在原文那里是讲到摩西和亚伦，神怎样吩咐摩西、亚伦，他们就怎样行。
In fact, it is actually the Lord had, whatever the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did.
所以我们根据神的话， 那些照着神的心意而行的，照着神的话的吩咐来做同样的事情的人，他是一个忠心。
According to the words of God, the commands of God, the heart of God, those people were called faithful.
弟兄姊妹，当神吩咐摩西要怎样行，
God had commanded Moses what to do.
当神吩咐摩西，你现在虽然80岁，但是你要去将以色列人 带离埃及进到去迦南。
When God had commanded Moses when he was 80 years old, deliver the Israelites from Egypt and enter into the land of Canaan.
有很多的人，他觉得我现在80岁了，我现在就应该是享清福的。
Many would think to themselves, I'm 80 years old, I ought to be retired, have a good, enjoy my life. I should live my life now, and God, you're calling me to work now?
你会问, 神啊, 有没有搞错啊?
But did you make a mistake, God?
Moses
did not say that. Moses carried out what God commanded him, and he did so.
在这件事情上面,
In such a matter,
我们就要看一下, 深入一点去研究一下,
and we have to look into it a little bit more.
为什么神说摩西是, 诚言尽忠呢?
Why would God call Moses faithful as a servant?
因为接受这样的吩咐呢, 是算是容易的。
In order to take up such a command, it's rather easy.
但是呢, 要去真係做呢件事嘅時候,
but
就唔咁容易。To
actually carry it out is rather difficult.
並且開始嘅第一步, 佢要做嘅就係要向法老宣告, 神呢一個嘅心意。
And even the first thing that he was to do was to go before Pharaoh and pronounce what God wants to do.
今日有人話, Albert 弟兄,聽日呢,你唔該你去, 去哪裡來到我宣告一件事情。
Someone may call Albert to go. Tomorrow you go to this place to pronounce something.
咁如果佢接受咗嘅時候, 佢就會去。
If he accepted, then he would go.
咁但係呢, 佢一定會要問我, 咁你要宣布啲乜嘢啊?
Then he would ask, what should I pronounce for you?
你會唔會啊? 會唔會咁問?
Would he ask the question like that?
你要不要?
Yes.
Okay, 行了.
I will ask that question. What do you want me to say?
但是呢, 如果我是那個發命令的, 我會告訴他, 嗱, 你要這樣說,
But if I'm the one that gives the command, I will tell him, instruct him, you should say this and that and that.
好像我們宣佈啊, 東寧會的, 都沒有很多東西。
Just so we have an announcement at the Winter Conference, right?
但是呢, 後面呢, 就, 神又跟住有一句說話,
but then God said this afterwards.
是, 你要這樣宣佈, 不過,
you have to say this, but
他們一定不聽的,
they will not listen to you.
以你這麼聰明, 這麼伶俐的人,
so if you are able to understand
這麼有智慧的我們, 你會不會去宣佈先?
If you have such wisdom, right? Would you do this and go on to?
現在不是叫你真的帶以色列人出去, 你只是叫你去宣佈而已, 不過當你宣佈完之後, 宣告了神的計劃之後, 他們一定不聽的。
God had not yet to tell him to lead the people out, but only to tell him to profess, pronounce this exodus, but they will not listen to you. Will you go? Still go and say this?
弟兄姊妹, 你會不會 還要去宣告啊?
Brother and sister, would you go and pronounce this?
啊? 明知道神都講了你聽啊, 你講極, 你無論講什麼, 他們不聽的。
God already foretold you that they will not listen to you. I even you say this.
結果, 他第一次跟法老宣告, 神要將以色列人帶來去那裡來服侍我, 去那裡敬拜我。
And as a result, when Moses went and tell Pharaoh, let my people go that they may serve me.
咁法老唔答应啊?
Pharaoh rejected.
咁第二次又去喎?
And second time he went again.
又话我要将呢啲百姓神话要将呢啲百姓带嚟嚟埃及去嗰度服侍我。
Let my people go, they may serve me in the land of Canaan.
答唔答应啊, 今次?
Did Pharaoh answer the second time?
又冇答应。
Again, rejected.
第三次呢?
Third time.
一样讲呢句话。
The same words.
又系唔答应。
Rejected again.
第四次。
Fourth time.
又话用我个百姓去。
Let my people go.
好侍奉我。
Let me serve me.
法老答唔答应啊?
Did Pharaoh answer?
答唔答应?
Have favor? No.
于是一次、两次、 三次、四次、五次、六次、七次、八次、九次。
Times after times. All nine times.
都冇答应。
he was rejected.
好啦，如果我哋咁聪明嘅嗰、那个，到第五次嘅时候，你仲会唔会话好啦，神啊，我又去宣告一次啦，咁啊
？If people who are like us have wisdom, maybe on the fifth time you would go, okay, God, I'm going to go tell the same thing again.
明知咧佢唔答应嘅。
And knowing that, he's going to reject.
我相信你都会想下先，即系唔系噶咁。
You would consider God really again?
九次去宣告，九次都 deny 咗，都唔答应。
Nine times
rejection. 都唔成功。
Not successful.
咁因为呢个九次嘅唔成功咧，我就谂起一件嘅事情。
I thought of a matter because of this nine times of rejection.
早两个星期咧，就有个消息话嚟，我相识咗好四十几年前相识嘅一个弟兄，佢因病过世。
A couple of weeks ago, there were a news came at a brother that I know four decades ago he had passed.
咁咧喺佢個喪禮嘅裏邊咧，安息禮拜嘅裏邊咧，就佢啲仔女梗係咁走上嚟講下佢點好啊，點叻啊，點爽啊咁樣啊。
Memorial service, his children will come up and share testimonies about eulogy of his.
咁咧就有一個仔咧就話佢近時咧就成日揸車咧去送。啲弟兄姊妹接啲弟兄姊妹嚟聚會。
And one of the sons share, oh yeah, previously he would drive brethren to and fro from fellowships.
嗱，當我聽呢個時候咧，我就諗起一件事情。
When I heard this, that sharing, I thought of this.
因為佢啲仔女唔夠認識佢爸爸，但我識佢啊，我知道佢嗰陣時咧揸車其實好渣嘅。
I mean, his son would not know his dad as much as I know him, and I knew when the brother drive, his driving skill is not that great.
而且呢，我知道佢考牌呢，考咗三张试卷。
I knew that when he took the driving test, it took him three times to get pass.
即係筆試啊，考咗三次。
The written test, he took three times.
咁你知道一次嘅筆試呢，就可以考三次嘅路試啊。
You know, you take one time of the written test, you may take three times of the driving
test. Road test.
Road test.
一次筆試咧，就可以俾你考三次路試噶嘛。
You take one times of the written test.
You have three allow you to
allows you to take three chances of the road test to pass.
咁啊，三張試卷，三次筆試，有三次，每一次係三次嘅路試，即係九次。
Which means that if you fail three times the written test, that means you fail nine times of the road test.
有冇人考咁多次都考唔到嘅？有冇
？Any one of us that failed that many times?
多數的人都話一次啊、兩次啊、頂多三次嘅、
啊，
至多四次嘅啫嚇。
Maybe one, two, maybe four times。
哇！呢個人真係破曬記錄。
Wow, he break all the records。
九次。
Nine times。
咁啊，去到第九次嘅時候咧，那個師傅就話嗱，今次再唔成功咧，就請你另謀高，請高明啊。
And after the ninth time, the driving teacher will tell him, okay, if you really fail this last time, then you have to find someone else to help you.
是咁樣嘅一個
聽。It was so。
所以咧，佢啊唔知道係咩，佢就話成日都我都唔明嘅。我一上車咧，嗰個師傅就話叫我唔使去咁樣。
He always tell me, he would share with me, yeah, every time I get before the driving the wheels, my driving teacher would tell me that.
因為咧，我睇到佢。要嘛就係由入口嗰度出去，一係就係出嚟嗰陣時入去。
Exit
from the entrance.
He would exit from the entrance and enter from the exit. He would do the reverse.
有一次仲撞咗後邊嗰個人。
And he would hit the person behind.
一係又太慢，一係太快。
Sometimes he would be too slow or too fast.
總係冇照住。那個師傅來講
He will never follow the instructors
亦都沒有照著他學習的去應用在他的 駕駛嘅就
would not practice according to what he learned.
九次都唔成功。
咁咧，
我就係咁樣諗到摩西。
So I thought of Moses.
九次佢去宣布都唔成功，都拒絕。
Nine times his proclamation, he was rejected.
但係弟兄姊妹，作為一個忠心嘅仆人。
But brother sister, being a faithful servant.
佢冇因為咧咁多次，於是哎呀放棄啦，神啊，你自己去啦，我明呢啲都咁多次咯，都唔掂。
He did not give up, because of these nine times of rejections. He said, God, why don't you go yourself?
明白嗎？弟兄姊妹。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
摩西就係一個咁樣嘅。
Moses was such a person.
好多時候我哋會因為一啲嘅某啲嘅事情而失望或者係要放棄。
Many times we like to give up because of disappointment.
但係摩西冇。
But not so with Moses.
仲有一點呢？
This was faithful. One more point.
在民数记31章那里就讲到
Numbers,
神有一个曾经吩咐他做一样的事
And Moses had God had called Moses to do this
他说你要在米甸人的身上报以色列人的仇
That you take vengeance on the, of the sons of Israel on the Midianites
于是呢摩西呢就照着耶和华的吩咐跟米甸人打仗杀了他们所有的男丁殺了他們中間的米甸的王五個
So according to the command of God Moses went to battle with the Midianites And kill every male And kill the five kings of the Midian
哦，如果你只是照這樣看的時候你說當然啦神叫我的嘛
So you just look at these words that You say yes God had commanded Moses And carried out
神話去打仗咪去打咯，去殺咪去殺咯。
God called me to wage war and destroy the Midianites, and so I went.
但係弟兄姊妹，你知唔知道呢個米甸人咧同摩西嘅關係啊
？Do you know the relationship of this Midianites with Moses？
記唔記得當佢逃離埃及嘅時候去咗邊度啊
？Do you remember when Moses fled from Egypt where he went？
啊，記唔記得啊
？Do you recall？
有冇人答我
？Anyone？
米甸嘅曠野。
He went to the wilderness in Midian。
咁佢嘅外父係邊嘅咩人啊
？And who was his father-in-law？
記唔記得
？Do you remember？
米甸嘅祭司。
He was a priest of the Midianites。
佢嘅老婆喺邊度揾嚟㗎
？And who was his wife？
喺邊度揾嚟㗎
？From where？
米甸。
From Midian。
所以神话你要在米甸人的身上报以色列人的仇。
So God said, take vengeance of the Midianites.
如果你是摩西
，If you are Moses，
你点谂
？What would you think？
叫我去杀我个老婆嘅外家啊
！Take vengeance of my own relatives, my in-laws, my wife's family。
系啦，你个 in-law 系。你点谂
？What would you think？
你會唔會話唔好啩
？Would you say, oh no, I don't better not do
this？ 神啊，你我點同我個老婆交代啊？我點同我外父交代啊
？How would I talk to my wife and my father-in-law？
你會唔會咁諗啊
？Would you think that？
你一定會咁諗。
Yes, you will。
而家因為佢係我嘅細佬。
Because he is my brother。
所以咧，有人得罪佢， so, 我都唔高兴啦。
Someone offended him, then I would be displeased, correct?
系嘛？但今日仲话你要杀晒佢全家。
But say go and destroy them today。
呢个同我哋嘅本性，同我哋嘅属地嘅感情，系一个非常大嘅冲突嚟。
This is completely contrary to how we feel and our emotion.
如果佢真係要咁樣做嘅話咧，全世界嘅人喺度一齊鬧佢一句冇良心啊
！If he was to really carry this out, the whole world would accuse him. You have no conscience.
係嘛？
Is that so?
但係摩西係點樣？
But
摩西係神忠心嘅仆人。
He was servant. He faithful as a servant.
佢就越過咗人嘅感情。
He went past the emotions of
人嘅倫理。
He went past this man's logic, the moral.
忠心做神要佢做嘅嘢。
Faithfully carry out what God commanded him.
對神嘅事情，佢係毫無保留嘅。
Toward God, he was without reservation.
毫無保留嘅接受命令。
Without reservation, and he took in the commands.
完全嘅係盡忠。
Completely faithful.
兄姐妹，呢個係係摩西。
Brother and sister, this is Moses.
嗱，我唔係話要弟兄姊妹去殺你嘅外父啊。
No, brother and sister, I'm not telling you follow his footstep to.
只不過我要話藉著呢件事情講俾弟兄姊妹聽，摩西係點樣嘅一個盡忠嘅人，何謂全然盡忠
？But throughout this matter, we see how faithful to what point Moses was faithful as a faithful servant of God.
明明呢條路好似係唔行得通嘅。
Outwardly, this way you cannot, something you cannot do.
明明話咗你唔會成功嘅。
Very plainly, you'll be rejected. You were told ahead of time.
但佢仍然係因著呢個係神嘅命令，佢就去做。
But through,
佢就去宣告。
Because this is the command of God, so we went forward.
明明呢個係佢嘅親屬，佢嘅太太，佢嘅另一半嘅家人。
Plainly, this was his wife's family, his father-in-law.
佢因為呢個係神嘅命令。
But through the obedience to the command of God,
佢就接受呢個命令，去做咗呢件嘅事情。
He took it in and he carried it out.
你記唔記得我哋嘅主，我哋寶貝嘅主耶穌，當佢釘喺十字架上嘅時候
？Remember our dear precious Lord Jesus when he was crucified.
當佢喺被釘之前，佢知唔知道呢個係佢嘅結局呢
？Prior to his crucifixion, do you know that he would know the end?
佢係知道嘅。
Yes, he knew.
冇可能唔知道。
Yes, he knew.
但係因為呢個係神嘅旨意。
But this was the will of God.
佢就要係聖經，唔係聖經，面如堅石嘅向著耶路撒冷。
His face was like flint when looked toward Jerusalem.
佢就毫無疑惑疑問嘅。走向呢條路上邊。
There were no hesitation whatsoever. He went forward.
呢個係忠心。
This was being faithful.
第四點。
Fourthly,
在神嘅家中誠然盡忠。
Faithful in all his house as a servant.
因此，我哋睇見摩西喺每一件嘅事情上邊都係盡忠職守。無論大小嘅事情，佢都係忠誠嘅盡力。
In each of the tasks that he was asked to do by God, big matters, small matters, he was faithful.
佢單係接受神嘅命令，佢亦都係單係忠於呢位永生嘅神。
He only received the commands of God, and he only carried that out.
弟兄姊妹，今日我哋喺我哋嘅旁边，好多个人都会效忠系一个制度啊，效忠一个组织啊，一个理念啊，或者效忠一个党嘅里边。
Brother and sister, today around us, many people they will stay loyal, stay true to something that they believe in, whether it was a system or organization and political party and so on.
Yeah, 呢啲嘅制度组织观念同埋党派，佢哋都有不同嘅要求。
These establishments from the world, they all have different requirements.
都有不同嘅做法。
And different ways to carry out things.
不过呢啲所有嘅唔同嘅做法、唔同嘅目的，都系为着佢哋个人、私人嘅利益。
But these establishments, and they have different requirements, different ways, but their sole purpose is for their own gain.
或者说我们这一班人的益处 我哋咁做。
Or they will say it's for the gain of this group of people, therefore we do this.
都係為著利益。
It's for gain.
因為咁樣嘅緣故，你睇見好多嘅制度組織，因為佢哋嘅唔同就起咗好多嘅紛爭，好多嘅混亂。
Therefore, you see there are divisions among these different establishments.
但係今日我哋睇見有一個人。
But today we see a person.
佢只係效忠，唔係世界，亦都唔係制度，亦都唔係組織。或者唔係即係一個黨。
He only stay true, not to any earthly establishment, not any political party, not anything like that.
佢係忠於單單嘅我哋嘅主基督。
But only faithful to our Lord God Christ.
佢之所以係摩西，因為佢唔係為著自己，而係為著神嘅旨意而活。
Moses did not live for himself, but he lived for the will of God alone.
而且佢喺神嘅家中係誠然盡忠嘅。
But he was faithful in God's house as a servant.
因此我哋睇見摩西唔單止係一個謙卑嘅人。
Therefore, we see that Moses not only was he humble,
仲係一個忠心嘅人。
He was faithful.
佢冇以自己嘅利益或者我家族嘅利益為大前提。
He did not put his own gain or the gain of his family ahead of his service before God.
好似世上邊嘅嗰啲咩組織、咩黨、咩派咁樣。
Just like these different divisions in the world.
佢係為咗神嘅榮耀嚟作生。
He lived for the glory of God.
嗱，如果弟兄姊妹你可以再讀嘅話咧，就喺文數記仍然係第十四章。
If you want to read more, go to Numbers chapter 14.
啊，嗰一次咧係咁樣樣嘅。
At that time it was like this.
就係咧，摩西帶嗰啲以色列人已經係離開咗埃及啦，就行喺曠野嘅裏邊。
So Moses already led the Israelites out of Egypt and they're in the wilderness.
咁佢哋行到咧將近呢、這個迦南地要。喺迦南地嘅邊緣嗰度。
In their journey, they were at outskirt of Canaan.
咁摩西咧就因為大家都未人去過呢個地方，就派人去探索下呢一個地方，究竟係一個點樣嘅地方啊？咁樣。
So he sent in spies to go into land to check it out. They've never been there.
啊，於是咧探子入去探索，翻嚟之後話俾嗰啲以色列人聽話。喂，我哋唔好入去啊，因為嗰度咧好多巨人噶，嗰度嗰啲人嗰啲，哎呀，嗰啲牆又堅固，嗰啲地方又，哎，唔好去，千祈唔好入親去死噶。
So ten spies came back and gave a bad report. There are giants there. Don't go in there. We'll be devoured.
結果咧，因為咁樣嘅假嘅消息咧，就成個以色列人咁多人咧都喺度喊起上嚟。
Because of such bad reports were told, so the entire Israelite, they were all weeping at night.
哇，因為聽到啲咁嘅消息咧，佢哋腳都軟啦。
So they all were frightened.
唔單止唔肯照住神嘅吩咐入去迦南地，佢反為咧，佢哋話：哎呀，咁啊，我哋翻屋企啦。
Not only did they refuse the command of God to go in and to possess the land, but rather they say, "Let's go back home."
啊，佢哋唔單止喺嗰度嘈喧巴閉就發怨言。
Not only they cried out and complained,
仲喺嗰度咧就決定要走回頭路。
They want to find a way back.
人神因為人嘅咁樣嘅唔聽話唔信服，發嬲。用瘟疫嚟到擊殺佢哋。
Oh, there was a plague because of this, because of the disobedience. God had punished them.
啊，咁啊，如果佢哋真係被瘟疫所滅嘅話呢
？If they were destroyed because of this.
然後神就話：呢班人都死清光啦，但係咧，我卻叫你嘅後裔成為大國。比佢哋更加強盛。
And God actually pronounced that they all deserve this punishment. However, you Moses, I'll make you great and your descendants to be great as a great nation.
嗱，而家但以色列人唔要佢， 用摩西嘅後裔嚟代替佢哋。
So God will reject the Israelites, but will take in Moses and his descendants.
呢個係第一次，第二次呢？
This was the first time. How about the second time?
又喺《申命記》第九章嗰度有記載啦。
In Deuteronomy, chapter 9, it was recorded.
嗰次咧就係當摩西上去山入面領取十戒嘅時候。
And when Moses went up the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments.
因為佢喺山上邊40昼夜。
40 days and 40 nights.
下邊呢班百姓喺度等得唔耐煩啊。
So the Israelites, they cannot wait any longer. Where's Moses?
又搞事出
，They would stir things up
就呢自己咧就整咗一個偶像
，They made an idol
用嚟代替神
，to replace God
他。佢哋話：，唔係神帶我哋出埃及，呢個偶像啊，帶我哋出嚟嘅。
God did not take us out from Egypt, but it was this idol。
嗰次佢哋。再一次激嬲咗神。
Oh, that time they caused God to be very angry.
神就要滅絕佢哋，真係。
God want to strike them.
要將佢哋嘅名號從呢個天下嚟到塗抹。
Destroy them completely out of the face of the earth.
然後神就話：我要滅絕佢哋，將佢嘅名從天下塗抹。使你嘅後裔比佢哋成為更強大。
I will remove the names, but I will put you. I will honor you and your descendants.
弟兄姊妹，我想停一停啊，請我哋諗一諗下。
I want to take a quick pause, brothers and sisters.
如果你係摩西嘅話
，If you're Moses，
如果神話嗱，我唔要咧 House of God 呢啲所有嘅坐喺度嘅人，但係咧，我要興起你嘅後裔嚟到代替佢哋。
If God said I would not want everyone here in House of God, but I would want you and your descendants, I would look upon you。
你有咩反應啊？
What would be your response?
啊？從此咧就唔係話啊，你姓陳，你姓張，你姓李，所有嘅呢啲都係姓李嘅。
No, everyone else will have the same last name. You be the least.
係嘛？以後就冇以色列人，全部叫做摩西人。
There will be no more Israelites. Everyone will be under Moses.
你中唔中意啊
？Is that a good thing?
開唔開心啊
？Would you like that?
啊？你見到兩個仔企喺上面都，哎呀，都唔知幾爽啦。
Oh, you see two of your sons and kids on the pulpit. Wow, you feel very proud, right?
何況話全部都係我嘅子孫啊。
Let alone everyone be your people.
人會咁樣諗。
Man will think like that.
哇，真係爽啦！我嘅後代一光宗耀祖，我全部都係大官貴人。
Wow, this is great. All my descendants, they are in highly positioned.
但是摩西有没有接受呢？
Did Moses take up the offer?
虽然这件事情好像对自己的家人有益处，对我的家族是有光荣。
Although this offer seems to benefit Moses and his own.
但摩西没有接受到呢一個嘅咁樣嘅安排。
But Moses did not take in this arrangement.
反為佢要向神嚟禱告。
Contrary, he plead with God.
佢話：神啊，你唔好，千祈唔好咁做啊。
God, please do not do this.
因為你咁做嘅時候，又有損你嘅英名。
If God, you do this, this will someone will it will
損害你嘅。
It will cause your name to be.Tarnish your reputation.
在摩西的心里面，他所做的一切的工作，不是说为了我的家人的好处，为了我后代的人的益处，是我看看我的個細路第時係咪入去 Stanford 啦？定咩？唔係嗰啲。
In the heart of Moses, it was not full of his own gain or the gain of his next generations. Oh, will my kid go to Stanford, for example?
而係神啊，你個名唔可以辱沒。
God, your name cannot be put to shame.
睇到個心喺邊度？
You see where his heart is?
不是在我的利益上面， 亦都唔喺我地上边嘅好处嘅上边。
It's not for himself and not for any gains from the earth.
而系喺神嘅名、神嘅荣耀嘅上边。
Rather the name of God, the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，呢个系摩西。
Brothers and sisters, this was Moses.
一个咁样嘅人。
Such a person.
佢系咪一个忠心嘅人
？Was he faithful?
佢唔单止系谦卑，佢系一个忠心。
Only was he faithful, humble. He was faithful also.
佢對神係絕對嘅順服。
He was in absolute obedience.
佢係絕對嘅向神忠誠。
Absolute faithful.
佢冇睇到自己嘅地位喺邊度。
Did not look at himself.
亦都冇要強持佢嘅權力。
He did not hold on to his own as he did not insist.
佢係完全嘅將自己隱藏喺神嘅底下。
But he completely hid himself under God.
只是为了一件的事情。
For one purpose.
愿意世人在他的身上面不是看到摩西而是看到神自己。
He's willing that all may see, not him, but see God through him.
神, 摩西是神所拣选出来的。
God had chose Moses.
要佢嚟服侍佢。
To serve him，
弟兄姊妹，你同我都系神今日神拣选我哋出嚟。
Brother and sister, God also chose us today。
但系问题就系话，你同埋我系咪愿意好似摩西咁样去服侍神
？The question is, are you and me willing to serve God like Moses？
究竟我哋今日嘅立场系乜嘢？
Today, where do we stand?
今日为咗神嘅事情，为咗神嘅命，你要站喺边一度呢
？For his matter, for what ground do we stand today? For his name.
有一首诗歌636喺我哋嘅诗歌，以后有机会就唱。
The hymn book 636, maybe later on we have the opportunity to sing.
636。
636。
嗰首歌叫做《要忠心》。
That hymn is called.To be faithful.
那嗰首一个系一个非常之雄壮嘅诗歌。
And this is such a rather triumphant hymn.
啊，喺副歌嘅里边有几句嘅说话。
There are few words.
或者我读一读俾弟兄姊妹。
I can read to brothers and sisters.
佢哋话要忠心，要忠心。
Be true, be true.
忠于你的荣耀王。
Be true to your glorious king.
他說縱然同伴都失敗
Whether friends be false or few
無論何境況
Whatsoever betide
必站在主一邊
Ever at his side
有一節又說一舉一動第二節
Sense 2
一舉一動要將我主來到流露
He said let our life be always trueLet us always represent our master.
一生一世都要忠心。
Our life be always true.
呢个系摩西。
This was Moses.
咪盼望亦都成为你我嘅一个嘅鼓励同埋榜样。
May this also be our encouragement and example.
愿意我哋都好似呢首诗歌咁样一样。
May we also be like the words in this hymn.
一举一动要将我的主来到流露出来。
Let our life be true, represent our master.
在我们一生一世都要忠心着主。
Be true in this life.
忠于那位荣耀的王。
To our glorious king.
我们祈祷。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们将这些的话再一次的带到回到你的面前来。
Lord, we want to bring these words committed before you again.
你自己再在我们的心中讲说话
come,
再在我们心中动工
You come and do this work according to the words in our hearts
叫我们或者现在不懂得忠心
we,
不是太过谦卑
in the case today that we are not faithful or we don't know how to be humble
但是因着你自己的话和引导和操练叫我们成为一个忠心又谦卑嘅人。
But through your words, your guidance, your training, cause us to be humble and faithful.
求主作工喺我哋嘅每一个人嘅身上面。
Lord, do your work on each one of us.
因为我哋何等嘅 願意聽見你話又良善又忠心嘅仆人。
We like you to call us good and faithful servant.
我哋感謝你，求主幫助我哋。
We thank you, Lord, help us.
奉主耶穌基督嘅名祈禱。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.